following this list of grievances, we, therefore the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world, again, God without reference to God, for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. Again, we are now pulling all reference to Britain. We are separating totally from Britain, all and all. And that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do, and for the support of this declaration with firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, one more time, God, without saying God, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. This puts a bow on the whole thing. Once more, two times, refers to God and the significance of God in the document without making God the document. Also, it ends all allegiance to the crown. This is an absolute point of no return. To put your name on this document, you are either beginning something that will change history if you win the war, or you are signing your own death warrant. Because the act of what is happening, this declaration, is going to be evidence at a trial of treason. If the British win the war, obviously all of these signers are guilty of treason. Treason is punishable by death.